This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a North Coast Red Seal Ale. It actually is labeled Rudrick's Red Seal Ale, but you have to look closely at the label to see that. North Coast is in Mendocino, California. This is listed as the best commercial example of the style. So, high hopes. Smelling it, moderately high hop aroma, big blast of hops. Fresh, citrusy, spicy, grassy. The kind of fresh, grassy quality that suggests dry hopping. I'm also getting a moderate caramel malt in support of the hops. Little, if any, esters, no diacetyl. Definitely a hop-forward beer, but the caramel's also there. It does seem very fresh. I'll give that an 11. Taking a look at it, it's got a moderate off-white head with tiny bubbles. It's a deep amber color. But it's fairly hazy. Not sure if that's from the hops or what. But, it detracts from the appearance, so I'll give it a 2. Okay, let's taste it. It's got a moderately high hop flavor. Piney, citrusy, grassy. I also get a moderate caramel malty sweetness, lightly biscuity or bready. The bitterness is moderately high, definitely American style. The bitterness lasts into the finish. It's a long, dry finish with the bitterness first, but it also shows some caramel and hop flavor. Little, if any, esters. Really, if I pick up esters, you know, it seems like they're the sort of citrusy hop variety. That's a pretty clean beer. Definitely has the American kind of fermentation profile. I'll give it an 18. The mouthfeel. The body is, I'd call it medium, but it's got a fairly high carbonation, medium high to high. That's sort of getting in the way of some of the flavors. There's a touch of warmth to it, and maybe a little bit of hop astringency. Not out of place in a beer that obviously has this much hops in it. The carbonation is sort of making the body seem a little lighter. This is the kind of beer that I would let warm up a little and shake it in the glass a bit to knock some of the bubbles out of it so I could enjoy it more. So the bubbles are sort of fighting with the flavors. But the mouthfeel seems reasonable for what the style allows, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, Big hop character throughout. It's definitely a West Coast red ale. Moderate caramel. So, I mean, it's got a sort of a pale ale-like hop punch, but the caramel flavor being that forward sort of sets it apart from your typical pale ale. Pale ales can have a little bit of caramel, but this has it in sufficient amounts that it really makes it a different style. But this is definitely a West Coast interpretation. You don't always find them this hoppy. In other parts of the country, they tend to be more balanced. But the Northern California up to Pacific Northwest, you know, if they call something a red ale, You expect to get something like this. The balance is definitely hop forward, but it's a generally clean American kind of fermentation. About the only thing that I'm knocking on this is the carbonation seems kind of high, and that's really sort of detracting from the enjoyment, mostly in the flavor. The bubbles tend to lift the flavors off your tongue before you can really, you know, really savor them. But that's a pretty mild knock. You know, lots of things can happen to it in the bottle. And I'm drinking this a ways from California. So, I would let it warm up a little bit and shake it around or pour it back and forth between a glass to knock some of the carbonation out of it and be happy with it. Seems like a, fresh example, so that's good. It's always good when you can get a beer that isn't local to you that seems well handled. So 8 overall, and that adds up to a 44. It's a very good beer. You know, I've had it on draft out on the West Coast, and you know, it can be truly superb that way. This is a pretty good example out of a bottle, particularly not something that's close to the brewery. You'd want to have this, you know, as fresh as you can, because beers with a big hop character are gonna fall off over time, and you want to get the hops as young as you can. So that's the North Coast Red Seal Ale, the classic example of 10B American Amber Ale.